Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q4 and FY 2020 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good morning to all. I hope you and your loved one are safe and in good health. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all participants to quarter four and year 2020 earnings conference call. We have senior management of R Systems with us in this call. We will start the call with the opening remarks on the performance of the company by Mr. Rekhi, by financial overview by Mr. Nand, and business overview by Mr. Abhiraj. Thereafter, we will have a closer statement by Mr. Rekhi. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains certain forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. Company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undergo revision because of new information, future events, or otherwise. Actual performance results or achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now, I pass it to Mr. Rekhi for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call. I trust all of you and your loved ones are safe and keeping well. The pandemic has reinforced that technology forms the core of every business, whether traditional or born digital. The businesses have accepted this new normal and started exploring new products, business models to convert these challenges into opportunities. I'm extremely proud to say that our systems team, I want to say they have the commitment and efficient working in these times. The company has continued to work from home operations to ensure the safety and health of our associates while we continue to provide seamless services to our customers. We are working closely with our customers and other business associates to handle our challenges together. Being the year-end, we will emphasize more on yearly performance. During the last year, we reported record revenues of rupees 880 crores, that is $119 million. The year-on-year growth was about 9%. This growth has been moderate amid the pandemic, which impacted most of first half 2020. The revenue growth is primarily on the back of digital and technology services, along with rupee depreciation. We reported strong yearly EBITDA margin of 13.3% compared to 9% last year. The margins were benefited by revenue growth, efficient work from home operations, rupee depreciation, and improved utilization. This is also benefited by close to 1.2% due to accounting reclassification as per the new lease accounting standard. Profit after tax was rupees 82 crores as against rupees 58 crores last year, the year-on-year growth of more than 40%. For the quarter four 2020, we reported revenue of rupees 236 crores with 16% EBITDA. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 427 crores and net cash balances of rupees 303 crores to support liquidity and growth. We serve $30 million plus customers, including five customers contributing US $3 million plus revenues. We added 28 key customers, including 8 customers having good potential to become USD million dollars. Digital continues to contribute over 40% of our revenues. We added net 330 plus associates during second half of the year to support our strong sales funnel. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Reki. Good morning to all. Hope all of you are keeping safe and healthy. Thank you everybody for attending the call. The presentation gives detail of both quarter four and year 2020. I'll quickly cover quarter four and then move to yearly numbers. As Mr. Reki said, revenue for the quarter was ₹236.6 crores or $32.1 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 5.5%. It is mainly due to volume growth. On annual run rate basis, we are at USD 130 million now. The gross margins are also strong at 37.6% and resulting into robust EBITDA of 16%. Net profit after tax was ₹29.4 crores or $4 million compared to ₹27.1 crore or $3.7 million last quarter. Now I'll give detailed overview of yearly numbers. Revenue for the year was record ₹880.6 crores or $119.2 million compared to ₹809.4 crores or $115.2 million last year. Revenue has grown 8.8%. This is due to business growth of 3.4% and rupee depreciation of 5.4%. This growth is primarily on the back of technology and digital practices, especially in USA and Canada markets. Now digital contributes over 40% of our revenues and is helping us keeping the growth momentum. We added 28 key accounts during the year and full impact of these clients will come next year. Getting down to gross margin, it was at 36.6% in the year 2020 compared to 34.46% last year, an improvement of 200 basis points. Improvement in gross margin mainly due to cost savings from work from home operation, increase in utilization and rupee depreciation as offset by impact of salary raises. Despite moderate growth, the quality of revenue has helped us in reporting better margins. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses have reduced by ₹1.6 crore. It is ₹205.8 crores in this year as against ₹207.4 crores last year. In percentage terms, the SG&A were 23.4% this year compared to 25.6% last year. The main reason for decrease in SG&A are saving in travel, office maintenance and utilities due to work from home operation. Now rent is also declassified into depreciation and interest due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Further, we have also invested in various digital tools to provide secure and seamless work environment to deal with work from home challenges. We continued our investment in sales and marketing activities to support the future growth. EBITDA in this year was ₹116.8 crores or $15.8 million compared to ₹73.1 crores or $10.4 million last year. As a percent of revenue, EBITDA was 13.27% in this year compared to 9.03% last year. This year, EBITDA margin have improved significantly, contributing to improvement in quality of revenues from technology and digital practices. Cost savings, mainly in travel and transport, improve utilization along with rupee depreciation. It has also been benefited by 100 basis points due to rent reclassification, the new accounting standard, when we compare with last year EBITDA. We are committed to upscale our investment in expanding digital competencies along with sales and marketing activities for future growth, but we are still confident of further improving this yearly EBITDA numbers during 2021. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was ₹25.6 crores compared to ₹14.9 crores last year. Increase in depreciation is due to reclassification of rental expenses between depreciation and interest due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Interest expenses ₹5.7 crores in 2020 compared to ₹1.57 crores last year. Increase is due to reclassification of rental expenses between depreciation and interest due to adoption of Ind AS 116. Other income in 2020 was rupees 12.9 crores compared to rupees 15.3 crores last year. This year we had an exchange gain of rupees 3.3 crores compared to rupees 5.7 crores last year. Further, the other income includes interest income of rupees 6.6 crores this year compared to rupees 7.8 crores last year. During the year 2020, the average rate for USD and Euro were 73.90 and 84.34 respectively, as against closing rate for USD and Euro of rupees 73.07 and rupees 89.74. These are the two main currencies for our system. As at year end, we have total forward cover of $26 million with average rate of rupees 76.97 and Euro cover of 2.35 million with average rate of rupees 88.82, which have already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st December. Our tax expense was rupees 14.4 crore in 2020 as against tax of rupees 13.8 crore last year. Effective tax percentage for 2020 is 14.9% as against 19.2% during last year. The effective tax rate is reduced mainly on account of higher contribution from SEZ units and profit from subsidiary subject to lower tax rates. Net profit after tax was rupees 82.2 crores or $11.1 million compared to rupees 58.1 crore or $8.3 million last year. EPS for the 2020 was rupees 6.87 compared to rupees 4.82 last year. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable at the end of December 31st were rupees 131.3 crores compared to rupees 132.4 crores at the end of last year. The receivable in terms of DSO were 53 days as at December 20 compared to 61 days last year. Our net cash and bank balance as of December 31st, 2020 is rupees 302.8 crores compared to rupees 198.6 crores at the end of December last year. We have been constantly generating cash from the business. Also, we are still showing financial streamers mainly by USA government as a loan till we get the confirmation on forgiveness. Our shareholder funds were rupees 426.6 crores at the end of December 20 compared to rupees 338.2 crores at the end of last year. With that, let me hand over to Avirajji for review of operations. Avirajji.
Thank you. Thank you, Nanji. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. Hope everybody is doing good. Our investment over the last few years in digital technology helped us to get momentum with our existing client and with our new client. We'd like to give you a brief flavor of global operations for digital transformation that continued to be our focus. For select key verticals like technology, telecom, finance, insurance, healthcare, licensing, retail, and e-commerce. On digital transformation, practices include cloud analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, data and speech analytics, robotics, process automation, Salesforce. These continue to be arrowheads for our growth. On the cloud side, we work on all the leading platforms, Amazon, Microsoft, Azure, and Google. We are advanced partner with Amazon and gold partner with Salesforce. We see major traction in the cloud space. On analytics, we see good demand in machine learning, AI, speech, and data analytics, currently serving many key clients in this space. And these clients continue to grow business with us. On mobility, we work with wide range of technology and devices such as Android, iOS, hybrid, web apps. There are 8 key wins during this quarter. Brief of the key wins are a Canada-based innovative software solution provider for locomotives, modernization, and industrial IoT has partnered with our system to digitize an enterprise-level automation framework along with maintaining their cloud-based device management platform. Another client is one of the largest provider of laboratory testing in Canada has engaged our system to build a new automation testing framework for their order entry system for quick release and time to market, shortened time to market. A Romanian government agency has engaged our system, European Arm, to digitally revamp their existing document management solution using AI platform and converting unstructured metadata into actionable insights using robotics. On the solution side for our Singapore practice, the Singapore-based supply chain solution provider has with operation across North America, Europe, APAC, has engaged our Singapore division to implement Sightline Cloud Suite Industrial ERP solution for its China operation to streamline automate various operations. Another one is Philippines-based audio and music product distributor has engaged awarded our system to implement D365 Business Central of Microsoft to streamline automate their retail and supply chain operations. In terms of our headcount, added about 300 associates during the year. The increase was in mainly in the second half of 2020 to take care of a strong funnel, especially towards digital offering. Utilization, we have notched one of the peak utilization levels while handling the challenges around virtual work environment. IT utilization has increased from 78.6 to 79.5 in Q4. For BPO, we have slightly decreased from 81 to 79.8. On yearly basis by geography, North America contributes 68%, Europe 13.2%, Southeast Asia 16.3%, the rest of the world 2.5%. On yearly client concentration, top 10 contribute 28.5% and with the largest client, 7.7%. With this brief overview, I will hand over back to Mr. Rekhi for his closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhirag. Let me sum up. We have regained momentum to report revenue growth with strong margin improvement in financial year 2020. Digital and technology services have helped in the fast recovery as businesses have shown renewed interest to align themselves in this new normal. We continue to work from home except for essential services to meet customers' expectations along with safe work environment for our employees. The continuous financial stimulus by various governments, US and Singapore, is also helping the demand. We remain focused to partner with customers in delivering successful digital transformation solutions. I'm quite optimistic for next level of revenue growth with strong margin for coming quarters. We endeavor to utilize strong balance sheet to support operations and growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. Participants to ask a question, you may press star and 1 now. Anyone to ask a question may press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Jagdeshwar Topo from Chapa Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. Jagdeshwar, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Is it audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Good morning, first of all, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. I have two questions. One is timing of the analyst meet or analyst call, as well as with respect to, cash payout policy or, investor rewarding the investor in terms of timing and uncertainty. So first of all, why can't we keep a conference call post result, which would ensure good participation and wider discussion? That is one question. And second question is, do we have a proper plan and dividend distribution or cash reward policy for the investor? Because in terms of payout or in terms of timing, there is no sort of certainty, or it is quite unpredictable. So so in view of that, it's very difficult to time our investment as far as our system is concerned, despite we being the long-term investor and remaining with the company for its commitment and performance and delivery. So I think these two, if you could address, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Jagdishwar. Both are good questions. So first, to answer your question on the analyst call, see, the press release we issue and the investor presentation, which is actually a summary of the press release only, is quite detailed. To be honest with you, the detail we give is self-explanatory. Having said that, I take your point and we will take your feedback and we'll try to do the investor call soon after the results. So it's a good feedback. I will keep in mind. Coming on to the cash policy and the dividend, the last dividend was paid in January 2020, which was close to 1.5 rupee per share. So that was the last dividend paid. We have a plan to do a dividend or a buyback depending upon the tax efficiency. Cash has also significantly increased, as you would notice. It's a balance between growth and rewarding the shareholders. We are keen to acquire a few companies and keeping the money reserved for acquisition. But I take your feedback and we'll try to be more predictable and maybe announce some kind of a policy in times to come with respect to rewarding the shareholders. So it's a good feedback. Thanks.
Thank you so much, sir. It will set a new standard. The standard of dividend payout is only for the large companies, but I think company like yours should stand out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Reki for closing comments.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody for joining the conference call and for your questions. And I would like to want you to keep safe in this challenging time. And thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.